It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Brought to you by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. We are KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon, KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Our spending and saving habits took a lot or look a lot different these days because of the pandemic.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, parents and people may be saving money on gas and childcare by working from home and not going many places, but they're spending a lot more in other ways. For example, their kids might be eating all the time. 45% of Americans say the pandemic has cost them money. TD Ameritrade says people have been spending more on groceries, food delivery, streaming services, and cleaning products. They also bought more backyard play equipment, even a new pet, for example. Many say they realize their savings accounts have not been enough, but they have saved money by skipping restaurants, vacations, new cars, and new clothes. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
We're 2 weeks into the yellow phase of the state's COVID-19 response plan, and now some people are talking about entering the green phase. Derek Miller is the chair of the state's Economic Response Task Force.
We're headed towards green because the data tells us that Utahns, by and large, are being responsible. If Utahns continue to do well, like I said, I'm confident that they will. I would expect that sometime in June we'll be talking seriously about being able to take that next step.
He says to get to that green or recovery phase, everyone needs to be responsible and follow all health guidelines.
The COVID-19 infection rate may be much higher than thought. KSL-TV's Deanie Wimmer explains.
Test administrators say it's likely more Utahns have had COVID-19 than testing shows. Recent testing for antibodies reveal a rate that's well above the statewide COVID-19 infection rate. Statewide, among those tested for COVID-19, 4.3% tested positive. But the rate for those who tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies in just two communities so far is more than twice that rate at 11%.
Authorities from Draper, Bluffdale, Riverton, and Vineyard say they're working to get the data into zip codes.
Meanwhile, a new report shows the rate of suicides or suicide attempts is actually down in Utah during the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with that story this morning. John?
Yeah, Tim, the state's overall suicide rate hasn't changed during the stay home, stay safe period, but officials say that alone can be seen as a positive since many experts expressed concern that the COVID-19 pandemic would cause a significant spike. Michael Staley, the suicide prevention research coordinator with the Utah Medical Examiner's Office, says here in Utah the secondary numbers are actually down since March. Specifically, reports of suicide ideation are down about 24%, while during that same time frame, suicide attempts are down about 8%. He says some of the reasons for the lower rates could be in part because of increased social solidarity. For example, those who have lost jobs likely know others who did too, which they say can help soften the blow. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
States reopening are facing challenges. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, reopening continues from the coronavirus shutdown even as COVID case rates rise in 14 states. But Virginia's governor Northam, he's adding new rules.
Everyone will need to wear a face cover when you're inside at a public place starting this Friday.
Meanwhile, Long Island, New York begins lifting restrictions today. Daily COVID deaths in Brazil have now surpassed the daily toll in the U.S. More than 800 deaths reported over 24 hours in the South American country compared to 620 here. Brazil's curve is jumping up, while the U.S. continues a slow decline. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. Minneapolis police battled protesters yesterday over the death of an unarmed black man.
1281, the gas is effective. We need some more of that.
They're using tear gas. Four officers fired after a video surfaced of George Floyd saying he couldn't breathe while an officer had his knee on the man's neck. Demonstrators smashed police and car precinct house windows. And the weather looks better for this afternoon as two American astronauts prepare to lift off from U.S. soil for the first time in a decade. NASA Chief Jay Bridenstine.
Look at our country do something stunning again.
President Trump planning to attend as the SpaceX Dragon capsule heads to the International Space Station. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.